KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM. KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Beals, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. I would like to thank all our supported ministries for their strong support. Victory Temple conducts services Monday night, intercessory prayer at 6:30 p.m., Bible class Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Saturday, 12:30 p.m., outreach ministry, 88.1 FM on your dial. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school. And Sunday worship service at 12 p.m. until. Now, let us go into Spirit-filled service for today.
If you are looking for a quality daycare facility in a Christian environment, then consider Victory Daycare Center. Victory Daycare is a Class A licensed facility located in Colfax, Louisiana. For more information, contact Sharon K. Beal, Director at 318-627-2992 or 318-542-2303. If anyone is in need of prayer, you can contact Bishop David Beal by email at lowercase pb at bcoc1.org or by phone at 318-627-2992. All listeners interested in being a supported partner of this ministry can send contributions of any amount to Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God.
Voice of the community. And
today,
Gina Alexandria.
And we are excited, amen, praise the Lord, to be here live in the studio today, amen, praise the Lord, to come into your house, into your cars, on your job, or wherever you may be. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. My friend, I want you to know tomorrow there will be no service at 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. We will be in Dubly, Louisiana tomorrow, amen, for our 12 noon service. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, about 15 miles from Minden, Louisiana. I'm excited about that. Amen, praise the Lord. We'll be out there, amen, praise the Lord, preaching, amen, praise the Lord, with our chairman, Sanford. Amen. At this time, amen, praise the Lord, we just thank God for all that he's doing, the excitement that is going on, amen, praise the Lord, in this year. I want to go to the word for today. Amen, praise the Lord. And I want to talk today about a purified hope. Amen, praise the Lord. A purified hope. You know, hope, amen, it's a great thing. And it's a great thing to make sure, amen, praise the Lord, that your hope is in the right place. You know, a lot of folk are just leaving here. And they're leaving here and they're allowing, amen, praise the Lord, their hope to be in sin. And when they die, amen, they want to be preached in to heaven. But from the scriptural standpoint, it says after death come judgment. Amen, praise the Lord. Scripture also says in Revelation, let him that is righteous be righteous still. He that is unrighteous be unrighteous still. Oh, meaning that whatever state that you are in, it's the state that you're going to be judged. And that's why it's important for us to live for Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. And you know, have a intimate relationship with God to where we have to look for hope, amen, praise the Lord, at the spur of the moment, but know that if we leave here, sure as you're living, you're going to leave here, but have what you need before you leave here. Amen, praise the Lord. Jesus says, behold, I come quick. Amen, praise the Lord. And my reward is with me. And it's so many people, our young folk are dying early because of drugs, because of alcohol, because of the fame of this world, because of sin. Amen, praise the Lord. And we can't preach them in to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. You can't, amen, the life you live, amen, praise the Lord, you have a choice to either receive God as your Savior and live for him or live for the devil. Amen, praise the Lord. There's only two ways you die. You die in the Lord or you die out of the Lord. Amen. So John talks about, amen, praise the Lord, hope. But he talks to the church today, amen, in 1 John 3, and I'm going to start at verse number 1. He says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. This is a great love. This is a love that's more powerful than any pain, than any sin. The love of God is the greatest love that we can have. Love look beyond our faults. Amen, praise the Lord. But love wants us to be, in other words, God wants you to be in tune with him. He don't want you to try to know him, amen, just because you're on your deathbed. But why are you in your good health? Why are you in good strength? Why are you mentally stable? Why are you physically stable? Why are you educatedly stable? Why you are spiritually, amen, stable? He wants you to know him in those four elements. He don't want you to just come to him because you got a low blow of mental problems, a low blow of physical problems, amen, and spiritual problems. Amen. God don't want you to just come to him for that. He wants you to come to him so that those four elements may be the sting in your life, giving him the hemorrhage, amen, praise the Lord, because of the manner of love that he has bestowed upon us. Scriptures say, therefore the world know us not, because the church has a different love from the love that the world church give. The world church allows you to indulge in the heights of sin. And when your spirit leaves that body, it wants to bring you into a church setting and preach you into heaven. It's not right. It's not right. Amen. Praise the Lord. You cannot be preached into heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to be born to go to heaven of the word and of the spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we must understand that there's a great love that God has for us, because, amen, we know him. That's why the world don't know God. And the world can say great, amen, swelling words over you to esteem you in their knowledge, in their vineyard. But are you right in the vineyard of God? And this is so important for many of us, many people, amen, have died, have left this world without God, without being truly born again, without the real regeneration, without the real conversion of God's word. Because you know what? We got so much fear. That's right. So much fear in us. Amen. A lot of us are scared to walk into the heights of God. Bible said the deeper depths and higher heights. We are scared to relent ourselves from the traditions. A lot of us was reared with traditions of being filled with the Holy Ghost. We're scared of being baptized in the Holy Ghost. We're scared of the conversion of the Holy Ghost. We're scared of the true salvation, and we want to nip. We want to skate on the ice, but we never want to break the ice to see what's beneath the ice. You can't skate your way into heaven and hire somebody to preach you into heaven. You got to be born into heaven. Born into heaven. That's why Jesus said, not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, unto me shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And many were saying that day, Lord, have not we did this and that. You got to understand that, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take that to heart. You got to understand that this ain't a playing way. This is not something that you just pick up when you know you down and out. This is something that you have to live day in and day out. It has to become a priority, a way of life. No matter if you work a job, no matter if you're in college or, amen, praise the Lord, you married or, you know, you run a business. You got to have a balanced life, and you need a relationship with God. You need somebody that's going to preach and teach the truth to you. You got to find time for God. What do it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What can he give in exchange for it? That's what God is saying in this hour. Too many people are leaving here, and they're leaving the wrong way. When the gospel is simple, the gospel is not hard. You know, people make it hard because they want to say, well, this is my faith. That's your faith. This is my faith. This is my hope. No, no, no. That's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's one way to heaven. You have to relent. You have to repent. You're up for the remissions of your sins. You got to get rid of sin. You got to get rid of sin, and you got to live in the power of the gospel. You got to take on Jesus' name. That's the saving name. There's no other name given among heaven or among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. But in that name, you got to take this marriage. It's a spiritual marriage that's beyond, amen, the hope of the materialism in this world. This is a purifying hope. And the reason why I say it's purifying hope, because you got to get rid of stuff that is not pleasing in God's sight. You got to get rid of sin. Sin is killing us. It's taking too many of us out. Amen, praise God. And I was just reading what it said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But it says, amen, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, everybody, every eye going to see him, but every eye ain't going to live with him. Amen, praise the Lord. So we're going to see Jesus as he is. Amen, praise the Lord. But the scripture also, every man that has his hope in him purify himself even as he is pure. And that means that at Christ's coming, his followers will not only be transformed, but in the meantime, they need to be diligent and grow in holiness. See, because that's what God is coming back for. He's coming for a body of holy believers. Holy believers. And if you look up that word, holiness simply means set apart, cleansed, purified. From the, you're in the world, church, but you are not of the world. It's sad to say how many of us have allowed the world to penetrate the sanctuaries, the world. You know, people don't fear God. You know, let me just take a couple of things for instance. You know, when you come to the sanctuary, you come there to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And you come to bless his holy name. You come to hear the word to help dress you up. You don't come there to text while church is going on. You don't come to talk on your cell phone while church is going on. You don't come to do all these things are distractions. That the enemy put in your soul so that you cannot hear the word that's going to help you purify yourself to be in the presence of God. Amen. That's the wrong motives. We come to God's house to dress up, to dress up, to know how to please him, to know how to pull off the things that are not holy, and to give God an opportunity to deal with our hearts. Amen. And to purify us from things that is not pleasing in his sight. And this is why so many people, here we go, get church hurt. So many people get church hurt because there's too many demons sitting in the sanctuary and there's no power, glory to God, to get those demons out so that the people that are coming to church can be ministered to, amen, through the anointing of God's word, because there's so many different distractions. And if you come to the sanctuary looking for hurt, you're going to find it, because those type of spirits cleanse to one another. But if you come to the sanctuary looking for an expectation, in expectation, expecting to receive something from God, you're going to fight off those spirits that are causing you, amen, praise the Lord, to be hindered from hearing what the Spirit is saying. Now, I want to go a little bit further because I'm reading scriptures here today. It says in verse number 4, whosoever committed sin transgressed the law. For sin is a transgression of the law. And I was looking at that. And John was saying from a stress, he was stressing that a Christian, amen, praise the Lord, purified themselves. Amen. It is needful for you to not, amen, practice. That's right. If you're a Christian, you should purify yourself, amen, from sin, because we don't practice sin. See, it's a difference in committing sin. Commit to know that you're sinning. And it's a different to know what sin is. So if you know something is sinful and it's not right with you, it's not right with God, then you abstain from it. You don't practice it. And this is the part where a lot of people confuse about once saved, always saved, because we are always around temptation. And if you don't fight off the temptation, it will overtake you. And that's why we need the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will give you power over the temptation that is being presented to you in that hour to cause you to fall in to the temptation that takes you out of the will of God. Now, the Bible have clearly stated, amen, praise the Lord, that with the temptation, according to 2 Corinthians, I believe it is, as I paraphrase or quote this, it said that with the temptations, God also make a way to escape. So to the Christian, God is telling you that the temptation that is about to overtake you, that you need to escape from it and not entertain it. See, sin is all around us, whether we save or not. But to them that have overcome sin, and knows the signs and knows the rhetoric and know the logic of sin and knows, amen, praise the Lord, that the thing that is happening in the moment is a sinful thing, to you, you recognize sin because the Holy Ghost is talking to you and telling you that's sin. Leave it alone. Abstain from it. But to a sinner, they can lay in it because they're ignorant. To that is actually against the word of God, because a Christian's supposed to be a student of the word. You're supposed to study the word, and as you study the word will make you recognize that you're transgressing. In order to transgress, you have to have known the truth. You can't transgress something you don't know the truth about. So the transgress, see, just like Eve, she transgressed because she knew the truth. But she transgressed. But Adam sinned. You know, Adam knew what was right. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he went on and laid in the sin because the woman transgressed. And you see, that's how it is. A lot of us, we know what's right, but we are influenced by other folk. You know, you got the spirits of influence, man. God, if you get saved, I get saved, man. If you don't do it, I ain't going to do it. If I do it, you need to do it. You know, you can't get into heaven like that. You got to make a choice. Yes, we have our free will choice. I'm not taking that away from nobody. We have our free will choice. Amen. We got to, amen, accept either God or we just make the choice to not live for him. Jesus says, I set before you life and death. I wish that you choose life. And I just want to bring this in. It's ironic how we can make laws for sex offenders. They got to tell you they're in the neighborhood. Glory to God. They got you got to know they in the neighborhood. You got to know that they got a demon. Y'all ain't helping me. Praise God. But we can't enforce, amen, the word of God that, you know, if you're a Christian, that's certain things that you should be involved with. Well, you don't tell me what to do, you know, or whatever the case may be. But we can make laws for sex offenders. We can cry out, warn the church against contraception. But we can make laws to, amen, to say that this is war on the church. Y'all ain't helping me preach, but we can make laws, amen, at the same time to agree to homosexual, sinful lifestyle that is all right. And you can write laws to let men marry men and women marry women. That's war on Christianity. If you want war, that's war. See, we promote the sin of the world. Because we got worldly people sitting in high places making laws that don't recognize the word of God. And when you know, babies were being killed way back in the Bible. It ain't nothing new. Praise God. It ain't nothing new. Praise the Lord. But I understand the depths. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not a woman, but I understand the depths of what women need from reading and understanding certain things with this contraception move. But I you know, it's just my opinion that if people can cry out that it's war against religion, amen, praise the Lord, what about the lawlessness of laws that is being made to promote the things that God says is abomination in his sight? We people are backwards. You can't get into heaven. An abomination. This ain't popular today, but it's good to me. I thank God that, amen, praise the Lord, that the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, has given me the understanding and that it has been stressed in my life to understand that I should not indulge in unlawful behavior if I'm saved. There are places that I cannot be seen in. And I know y'all don't agree with what I'm about to say, but I can eat a seafood at my house. I don't have to go to these elaborate places to eat no seafood. I can eat a meal at my house. I don't have to be found in joints and juke joints. And man, the food ain't no better. Praise God, I can eat at my house. I have to be careful how I carry myself because I've been called into holiness. I've been called by the name of Jesus. I've been called into salvation. And you know, misery always loves company. You know, and miserable people. I ain't putting nobody down, but there's a spirit of misery that floats around in people's heart, and it's called low self-esteem. See, the world belittle you, it beats you down. But in the Holy Ghost, in holiness, in God's church, the word of God lifts you up. For the word of God is power unto salvation to everyone that believe, we have to act on what we believe. And when you act on what you believe, God give you power to live it. To everyone that believed on him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, the daughters of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has given you this opportunity to abstain from sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. God didn't come here for you to pass. You don't have to live in this sin. You don't have to sell your body. You don't have to sell your body. Hey, glory to God. I was listening at a newer surgeon, how he was talking about, amen, how demons capture people's mind into where these demons become chronically in your mind, to where they build, amen, things that your body has to long for, like alcohol, the chronic alcohol, the chronic, amen, a crack smoker, a drug user, how these chronic demons, and no matter, now this is the world, no matter how much clinical appointments you go to, these demons, how much isolation is there, these demons do not leave. They don't leave, child. They just locked off for a moment. That's why Jesus told the disciples, he told that man who have a child from birth, who that demon had chronically, amen, empowered his mind. Amen. Jesus said, amen, praise the Lord, that these kind only come out through much fasting and prayer. And I'm going to tell you, if you can't fast, you won't last. Little prayer, less power. More prayer, the more power. See, demons do not recognize religious-minded people. You're in church this moment, you're out the next moment. You're in church at Christmas, you're in church at New Year, you only come to church at Easter. Easter coming around, watch your ministry be packed out. Yes, it's coming around. It's coming, and when a time for a funeral, yes, it's coming around. And it's ironic how we can go to funerals and hear the truth preach and still leave out there the same old way. Oh, you sad for a moment, but you got a soul that needs to be saved. And you see, these chronic demons, they don't care because they already know where they're going. So their job is to possess as many minds that they can, to chronically keep you away from the word of God. If you ever notice when folk go into what they call rehab, that means isolation. But when they get out of isolation, those demons revive because they have never been cast out by the pure word. It takes the word of God to be preached to that soul, for that soul to hear the word of God to be delivered. Demons don't understand you just patting them. You got to have the anointing to destroy that yoke. And that's why we, as Christians, once God has delivered you, once you have purified yourself, grasp hold to this hope. You have the spirit of endurance in you, the spirit of temperance, which is self-control. You should know how to present your body. You should know how to carry yourself. You should recognize sin when it first show up. And you should know how to submit. I got to go to the top of the hour, take a station break, and we're going to come back and get ready to open the prayer lines. God bless you.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I'd run everything that good in my life to this world would offer me, looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.